listen to the story again, this time from The Message. Eugene Peterson paraphrased today's language of this story. After John was arrested, Jesus went to Galilee preaching the message of God. Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message. Passing along the beach of Lake Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew net fishing. Fishing was their regular work. Jesus said to them, "Come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass." They didn't ask questions. They dropped their nets and followed. A dozen yards or so down on the beach, he saw the brothers James and John, Zebedee's sons. They were in the boat mending their fish nets. Right off, he made the same offer. Immediately, they left their father Zebedee, the boat and the hired hands, and followed. Immediately. Mark is really into immediately, doing it right now. So let's do a little bit of talking about this. The good news for Mark is repent and believe. Or as Eugene Peterson says, change your life and believe the message. Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message. Changing lives. That's what it means to be a disciple, a follower of God. Changing lives. So what does it mean for you to follow Jesus? Does it mean to immediately drop our nets and move on? Does it mean immediately to leave our jobs and to do something else? Let's think about this. Maybe it means doing some of the same things in a new way. Doing some of the same things in a new way with a new frame of mind. You know, this following is risky business. It can get us into trouble. It can change our lives. It can call us to do things that we really don't want to do. But it calls us to immediately listen to God. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is here. All we have to do is look around and we see glimpses of the kingdom in our lives. It means changing, being transformed. Let's think about what it means to share, to change our lives and believe the message. So let's look at some symbols. Some symbols of our faith involve baptism, the baptismal font, filled with the Holy Spirit and with God. Some other symbols of our faith include the altar and the cross, where communion, another sacrament, happens. Some symbols of our faith include the paraments at times. You notice they're white right now because we're in the season of Epiphany, the season of light. Symbols help us to change our hearts and our lives. It shows us what we're worshiping and why we are worshiping it. Sometimes we need to think about the symbols in our lives and what it is that we worship. Being transformed means putting the old nets aside. It means looking at our identity of who we are as followers of God. Andrew and Simon Peter and James and John left everything that they knew, and immediately they followed Jesus. They put their old nets away. They put their old ways behind them, and they moved on following Jesus. They were transformed. Their identity was shaped by who they were becoming as followers of Jesus. So my question, besides what does it mean to follow Jesus to you, is discipleship as a task versus discipleship as identity. Is being a disciple, a follower of Jesus, just a task in your life? Or is being a disciple, a follower of Jesus, the identity of who you are? For James and John, for Simon Peter, for Andrew, it became their identity. Did they always get it right? Oh no. Have you read the stories? They didn't always get it right. In fact, sometimes they were so dense that Jesus had to tell them over and over and over again. But it reorganized their lives. They focused their lives on God. They changed their hearts and their lives to be followers of Jesus immediately. Because as I said, being followers of Jesus is about being transformed. It's about being different than before. It's about putting the old nets aside. It's about that identity of who we are. I had another word that I wanted to use, and it's not on my paper, so we'll just keep moving on. Today I decided that I needed to write specific words down, because as being transformed, it's about our relationships and our actions and what people see us and how people see us reacting. Is it about dropping and leaving our jobs immediately? No, that can be really scary. Maybe it is about that for you. Maybe that's what Jesus is pushing you to do, but it's not about that for all of us. What this is about, what this text is for us to hear, is to repent, believe the good news, look at our relationship, look at our actions, look at the symbols in our lives, look at our hearts. How are they being transformed? Because of following Jesus. How are we different? Because we are following Jesus. How have we put the old nets aside to follow Jesus? Again, maybe it's doing the same things but in a different way. But maybe it's looking at new ways to do things. Maybe it's looking at God as the center of our life and not the world in which we live. Maybe it's paying attention to the little things that make a huge difference in who we say we are. So I invite you, I challenge you, I hope that you will think. Listen again. After John was arrested, Jesus went to Galilee, preaching the message of God. Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message. They didn't ask questions. They dropped what they were doing, and they followed. How are you following? How are you changing your life and the transformation that God places before us? I hope you think about that. I know that I have been thinking about that all week. Not because I'm a pastor. Not because I had to have a sermon put together for today. But because God is in my life. In the center of my life, how am I following as a follower, a disciple, a Christian in today's world? Thanks be to God that I have the choice and I choose to follow God. What's your choice? Who do you choose? Amen.